love that bass singer. Don't you just love the bass singers? I guess everybody does, don't they? I think so. As I mentioned a moment ago, our guest this morning for this segment is Dr. Tracy Weiland, and she is author of 11 different books on career and business topics. Just published her 2017 Hiring Predictions, and is also a contributor to a lot of different outfits. As a matter of fact, so many that we don't even have time to list them. She's appeared on CNN, Fox, CBS News, regular guest on radio and TV shows across the United States. And we're glad you're here this morning. Tracy, good morning.
Oh, good morning and happy holidays to you.
Thank you. Same to you. Now, you have a new book out. Tell us about it.
Well, Employed for Life is really a 360-degree look at all the areas of getting hired in today's digital environment, whether it's through the eyes of HR directors, hiring managers, employees who have gotten jobs, employees who have switched jobs. And it's really just a collection of best practices on how to get a job today.
How is the job situation going to change in 2017 in your estimation?
Well, I'm very optimistic about 2017. I think there's certain areas that people can look towards for growth. The largest one, of course, is, as America ages, we're aging at a rate of people turning 65 at a rate of 10,000 per day for the next 20 years.
Gee.
We're becoming a geezer economy, which is a marketplace in itself. And as we age, we need different services, we need different products, and this in itself creates lots of jobs for people. Whether you're a real estate agent who can now change your industry to help retirees find adult communities or make decisions about in-home health. Whether you're in the healthcare industry, it's occupational therapists, physical therapists, nurses, doctors, home health aides. So just the fact that we're aging is creating a lot of jobs.
Do you think that Trump is going to be instrumental in creating jobs as he has predicted?
So when I look at the new administration, I see a few things. One is their 100-day plan. I look at their positions, and I look at who they're bringing in. And it's going to be, obviously, a very business-focused administration. And it's also very domestically focused. So the areas I would look to for increased job creation might be law enforcement, first responders, military, cybersecurity, infrastructure around transportation, roads, and grid, energy, domestic sourcing of shale, oil, and natural gas, and small business growth. I think there'll be a lot of momentum in trying to lift the healthcare penalties for small businesses and create tax incentives, because let's face it, small businesses are the backbone of America, and that's what we look to for increased jobs and growth.
I have posted a link to the website with your book, and that's at WVLKAM.com. And Tracy, thank you so much for being with us this morning.